This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April 9. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 19. It says there, "Therefore, this is what the Lord says, if you repent, I will restore you that you may serve me." End of quote. When you are born into your family as a child of your parents. In a broad scope, your first birth was into Adam's race and in his genealogy, inheriting his sinful nature. However, when you are born again, you are born into God's family as a child of God. You are not represented by Adam anymore. You are now represented by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who saved you, and you have the Holy Spirit inside you. Beloved, once you are born into God's family, by the miraculous work of God's Holy Spirit, you always remain as God's child. In other words, you cannot cause to unborn yourself from God's family. John chapter 10, 28 to 29. No one can snatch you out of Jesus' and Father's hand. Nothing and no power can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, 38 to 39. If and when you fall into sin, your relationship as a child of God is still there. However, your fellowship with God is affected. The joy of your salvation of the Lord is impaired. However, remember, you are only one step away from restoration into God's loving fellowship again. Our today's Bible insights declares that, "Therefore, this is what the Lord says, if you repent, I will restore you that you may serve me." End of quote. The wonderful word is called repent. Repentance is not a bad word. It is a beautiful word that unlocks all God's blessings, love, and care for you again. When Jesus portrayed the picture of our Heavenly Father, he used three parables. The parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son. This is recorded in Luke chapter 15. The owner of the lost sheep, the owner of the lost coin, and the father of the lost son all had one thing in common. They all looked for, searched for, and he was waiting eagerly for the return of the lost sheep, coin, and son. Luke 15:7 says, Jesus said this, "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." End of quote. Beloved, Peter never thought Lord Jesus would forgive him because he denied Jesus three times during the Jesus' most painful and lonely time, the night before his crucifixion. Dear ones, however, the Lord knows even our failures in advance, because Jesus predicted Peter's denial in advance and promised his intercession for him. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 to 32. After Peter's restoration, he became a powerful witness and preacher, more powerful preacher of Jesus Christ. Lord recommissioned him to serve him more powerfully and effectively, John chapter 21. In one Holy Spirit super preaching on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls were saved because they repented of their sins and accepted Christ as their Savior and Lord. Dear one, if you have fallen away by sin and you think you lost the loving fellowship of the Lord, do not think he does not care about you or would not forgive you. The blood of Jesus Christ has the power to clean any and every sin. Agree to the Lord your sins and repent means turn away from that sinful lifestyle. It is a simple action that has profound significance for the rest of your life. God's Holy Spirit inside you will help you to come out of your sins. Lord, this says in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, "Though your skins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be white like wool." End of quote. These are the words of the Lord to his chosen people who went astray from him in disobedience and rebelliousness. Like prodigal son's loving father, the Lord is eagerly waiting for your return. Beloved, repent, and you would be accepted back by the Lord. Bible says in the book of Psalms 27:10, This is what it says. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. May I tell you, even if all forsake you and write you off, including your parents, spouse, children, and friends, the Lord will receive you and bless you again abundantly when you return to Him in prayer. After you repent, beloved, you need help, prayer, and support from true believers in a local church. Join a Bible teaching, Bible preaching church. And join a Bible study prayer group where Jesus-loving and grace-filled people would welcome you and you have the opportunity to serve the Lord again. Remember our Bible insight into your heart. Keep it to your heart. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. If you repent, I will restore you that you may serve me. End of quote. The purpose of your restoration is that you may serve Him again. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you this morning. I repent of my sin and I agree with you that what I did was wrong in your sight. I confess my sin. Please forgive me and cleanse me by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe the blood of Jesus Christ has the power to restore me into your loving and sweet fellowship again. Please accept me, Lord, and I surrender my life to serve you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today. And for the rest of your life, may His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.